side to make you dream of me at night.
Down. And unless we're around, and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you see. If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Welcome to What's Happening here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
Oh, and I'm Zion Rodman.
Welcome, Zion.
Thank you.
Great hearing you the last time I heard you, and which was very recently. And you play some unbelievable tracks, and just knocks people's socks off. So, do we want to start with the song and then we'll talk?
Sure.
Cool.
Start off with the song called Need I Say More?
And after all is said and done, we all head on into the sun in the morning. And I know I'm not the one who's gonna sway the masses on a new way of thinking. So the wheels just keep turning, and I've got no new ideas, I've got no way out. Just hit play, yeah, let it happen. Get up, dress up, and put the show on. And wonder where the last 9 years have gone. Part of the problem is you want somebody else to solve them. But isn't that the way it always is? Need I say more? A cruel history buried deep beneath the pavement, so I could feel insecure when she leaves me hanging. But I do. Most of the time I suspect I'm not even really supposed to. Isn't that the way it always is? Need I say more? like a tiny flame ignited underneath the gas stove. And I'm a guest, but I wasn't invited. Yet I'm still here eating all of the nachos and drinking all the beer, but these arms could only reach so far for right now. I'll reveal how I feel once I figure it all out. But isn't that the way it always is? Need I say more? Isn't that the way it always is? Need I say
That was great.
Thank you.
Absolutely great. I love the little extra right before the last two bars in the end. That is really, really...
Yeah.
Fun stuff. So, let everybody know about you.
Well, my name is Zion Rodman. I just released my first record at the beginning of June last month, on June 3rd. Record called You're Invited, and 11 tracks, and it's my first, so I'm real excited about it. And other than that, I'm just playing in and around the Boston area, and have been for the past 3-4 years. And yeah, so.
And Mike's a big guitarist himself.
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Cool to have you here today.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy.
So, you have questions, Mike?
Yeah, you just completed a journey as far as a contest, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Little bit ago, I just did the White Rose Coffee House contest out in Lynn, and I won that for the $500 prize, so that was really cool, and thank you.
And for clapping, you get double, right?
And I just did a singer-songwriter contest out in Gloucester at this place, Katrina's, and I took home second place for that, so.
Excellent.
That was nice, but thank you. So, yeah.
Do you do any ones in town in the Boston, Cambridge, Somerville?
I would like to. I haven't come across any yet, but
I think you'd be a great fit for the Lizard Lounge. I think you would do great
things. Oh yeah, no, I love the Lizard Lounge. Yeah. I do go there quite a bit for that open mic, and yeah.
And they have the Sunday one at Tavern at the End of the World.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 7 to 10, yeah.
I've played there before.
Yeah.
I think a while. I haven't played there in a long time, but yeah, I have.
Natalie Flanagan runs that. Today she's going to have from 4 to 6, she's going to have Lily Black, and then she's going to have the open mic later. And then there's the one at Walnut Street Cafe in Lynn.
Yeah.
And then there's the one at Thunder Road. So there's a few of them out there.
Yeah.
And I imagine they would love to hear your voice at those.
Because we do.
Thank you.
Oops.
Hit that by accident, sorry.
It's okay. You have any gigs coming up?
Well, actually, on August 9th, I do have a show at Katrina's, just not part of a contest or anything, just a show out there. That's up in Gloucester. But closer to home, I just... Yeah, I think I played all my shows out here. So the next one will be, yeah, up in Gloucester for my performance. But yeah, I've been playing a whole bunch throughout July, so... Yeah, a little before this, though, so...
What are your influences, out of curiosity?
Well, I guess my favorite band, I suppose, will pretty much always be Dawes, but I love that band just in terms of musicianship and lyricism. They've just been favorites of mine for the past few years. But... Early on, influences was always just like, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Green Day and Incubus and I'm missing a whole bunch, but, you know, bands like Rilo Kiley, Death Cab for Cutie, all like the great indie rock giant bands. So, but yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good indicator of what I do musically, I suppose. So.
And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Cape Cod, from North Falmouth. I grew up there most of my life, and I came up here to Boston and this area around here for college, and graduated from UMass Boston about 2 years ago now. So, and now I've just been living up here and playing out and doing my own thing and stuff, and finally released a record of mine, so really excited about that.
And people can find it where?
Basically anywhere you can get music. So I guess like Spotify and Apple Music, Amazon. Did I say Apple? Yeah, I guess that's iTunes. It's the same thing. I'm pretty sure it's up on YouTube. Also, my website, ZionRodmanMusic.com. There's some of the songs up there where I'm also selling it there. You can buy it there. And also at any show, I'll usually have some with me. So you can also buy one from me in person.
And get it signed.
If you so desire, yes.
That's the best part of it. After hearing you play.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
So. What would be your dream gig?
Oh, dream gig? I don't know. I suppose just the one where, like, you know, you get a bunch of people to come and they want to see you. That's all. Yeah. That's always the nicest. Yeah.
Would it be a certain venue?
Certain venue? I don't know. I never, like, thought about it that way. I've never been like, oh, I'm going to play Madison Square Garden or something. It's just like, I don't know. Like, basically, I guess my favorite kinds of venues have been the ones without TVs.
Very like intimate setting.
Yeah, and it's not about the music.
Yeah.
And those have always been my favorite shows. So, yeah. But, yeah, I guess the gig where it's just... my dream is just always to have a nice room of people who respond positively to songs I play. So, as lame as that sounds, but
and who would be your dream accompaniment? The person who you'd like to perform with?
Oh, geez. I mean, I would. I like never thought about that because it's just like. I don't know. I always think like, oh, that's... I guess if I could, you know...
And it could be anybody. It could be anybody through time.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe just if living or dead, I would like to just see like Jimi Hendrix in person. Not even to like play on stage, but just like watch him play. That would be cool. Because like, I feel like that would be an amazing experience.
I saw him.
Well, see, there you go. That's not.
And but
he was so far away, he looked this big, yeah. You know, about an inch of him. But it was fantastic. It was right before he died in June of 1970, and he passed away in September that year. So,
right,
so. It was, even as a teenager, it was great expectations. I knew this guy was heading tails over everybody else. He was a singer, songwriter, guitarist, producer, entertainer. He had everything.
Yeah.
Sorry he's not with us anymore.
So, but yeah, Or yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I figured just as a, I guess, musician, I would like to see it would always be him. But, and
somebody yeah. living now.
Well, if I could play with somebody, I guess, I suppose the guys from Dawes, they are one of my favorites, and I always just love the musicianship in that band and everything about that. So if I could just like play a gig with them, that'd be fun. And I know like a lot of their songs, so.
What's your favorite out. Of their songs?
Oh, geez. I don't know, too many to choose from, but I guess right now there's, right now of their songs, maybe they just released a new record like this past year, so probably all the songs from that, just still listening to that, so you know, so but yeah. I think if I could what's it called, Roll Tide, it's a great song by them, very very pretty song, so yeah.
You want to play it? Would you like to play it, actually?
I don't know if I could all the way through, but...
Do the best you can.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's your show.
I'm sad about the messages you're sending. I'm sad about the stuff we're doing wrong. I'm sad about the never-ending love we're in. We keep pissing on the fire, but it keeps burning so strong. Can we both just say I love you and get it on? Your boy from Birmingham seems nice enough to me, but unqualified for you in your heavy vibes. He doesn't know the troubled story he's just written himself into. He doesn't know he's just a place for you to hide. You ought to tell him best of luck, man. Roll Tide, Roll Tide. When what we want the most has us terrified, Roll Tide. Go, you have to fight. Roll Tide. If you feel like letting go, you have to fight. Roll
That's what I remember right now, but thanks.
Well, you mentioned Jimi Hendrix. If you had something that you would play for Jimi Hendrix or with him, what would it be?
Oh, man. I could play with him. Of, like, my songs or just, like, his or...
Or one of each.
I'd probably like to play When Cries Mary with him. That'd be cool. But yeah, that's the first song that comes to mind. Just 'cause how pretty that is, and I feel like that could just jam on for forever if you wanted it to. So, but yeah, I don't know. Songs of mine. I guess I would just show him anything off my record because there's a recording of that. He could listen to it first. But yeah, but then again, that seems like such a strange thing, such an unfathomable idea almost. But
well, if you were gonna play one of your songs,
which one would be. All right. Let's play this song. This is called Through the Air.
Has my life been all this time? I just don't know. She comes in, I watch as all the lights go dim and their voices cut out. But in my head are alibis that I know just aren't the truth. So go to bed and dream a dream where everybody feels just like you. You're sitting next to me and you say something that you really mean, but somehow without being there. Oh, it's so magical how all of your words just fall through the air and down to the ground. Smile on, not because you're happy, but because you know it's the right thing to do. And ramble on, there's a thousand stories and I wanna remember them all for you. I'm unaware of what just happened right beside me in the dark. So sit and stare into next morning, 'cause the ride home just feels too far away. And when you're sitting next to me and you say something that you really mean, but somehow without being there, it's so magical how all fall through the air and down to the ground and down to the my lips. And when you're sitting next to me and you say something that you really mean, but somehow without being there, oh, it's so magical how all of your words just fall through the air to the ground.
Each song gets better and better.
Which is better?
No, each song that you sing just seems to get better and better.
Well, thanks.
And, but for you, what's your favorite on the album?
On the record that, I guess one that always sticks out for me is either Everybody That You Know, because that's the last song on the record, and that's just like the most chill song. I always really like playing that one. Or one I don't play live too much because I usually don't want to play it without a band, but called Into the Night, that's one of my favorites because, yeah, I got to have it arranged with full instrumentation, and, you know, I think it sounds cool, and it's not nearly a way in which I get to play it nearly enough, so I like that.
But do you play it acoustic or electric?
I play electric on the album. So
how would that sound in acoustic?
Well, let's see. Guess I can do it like this. So this is Into the Night.
Keep these conversations short. After all, it's not like I got that much left to say to you anymore. Don't you realize it's damn near impossible to summarize the last 2 to 3 years of our lives and actually say anything at all? So I'll wait for the band to kick in before I say anything else, so you can hear me before I disappear into the night. I disappear into the night. Said you'd call, just must be all the weed and alcohol I've missed out on, along with every faded memory. And if two's company and three's a crowd, then 4, 5, and 6 will just keep around to keep the night from coming down again. Maybe you should go and call more friends while I'll wait for the band to kick in before I say anything else, so you can hear me before I disappear into the night. I disappear into the so much more than we could say. 'Cause I've already seen so much more than I ever would have seen with you. And I never have to come back again, but something just compels me to. Me
before I disappear into the night. I disappear and I'll wait for the band to kick in before I say anything else so you can hear me before I disappear into the night. I disappear into the night.
Thank you.
I so wish now, I had your voice.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Well, walking is good exercise, PSA. Throw out of thorough, other physical activities can provide more vigorous workout. Walking is easy, requires no special equipment. It is good exercise for most adults. I guess success for me. In urban areas, walking be an excellent alternative to driving, even taking public transportation. For example, just as little as 2.5 square miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Obviously not me. Walking gets you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that incentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Be safe out there. Nice. I can tell you're safe, Zion. He looks perfect.
Nice.
Nobody's run him over. He's in perfect condition.
Well, don't throw that out to him. That's really not nice.
I walk everywhere. Not really. But I walk a lot.
Yeah.
So when you're in between and, you know, working on more music, you know, do you happen to go down to, you know, like Harvard Square or... you know, down to the public gardens or, you know, the common or, you know, I mean.
I used to a lot more. I'm currently living a little bit outside of Boston in Lexington right now, so I go there less, but.
You've got the Lexington Green. You've got.
Yeah, I mean, there's still plenty of beautiful areas out there, but yeah, I haven't done a lot of busking this year, but definitely past years I would go out and go on to the Boston Common. Most that was my favorite spot, and you know, do that for a couple hours. So,
any interesting encounters?
What happened?
Did they throw like $100 bills at you?
The highest I've gotten is like a $20 bill, which was pretty cool. Yeah. Like that. That's been nice. One time, a guy like dropped me, like, a joint randomly, and that was weird. So,
he was chilling.
Yeah, I figured I was like, I don't know why he would do that, but you know, he was feeling generous.
That may have been all he had.
But other than that, yeah, the best thing that has happened is I've gotten like $20 bills, which is pretty surprising to me. And because I remember one time this guy, like, he gave me like, you know, he gave me $40 actually. And he was just like, and I was like, wow, thank you. He's just like, thank you for being you, and just walked away. So I was like, oh, all right, well.
I could see you.
That's great.
Going on the swan boats and sitting in the back and just playing. That would be really cool.
Oh, if they allow that, like, I mean, I'm down if they can hire me.
That'd be really cool, wouldn't it? And I would just sit there and, you know, you've got a captive audience on the water, first of all.
A lazy river. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I love all those places. I actually should. That reminds me. I should go see those again. I love all those places, so.
You know, even, I mean, you know, now that they have the new Rose Kennedy Greenway also, I mean, that's open to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right off of Quincy Market. I mean,
right.
So that'd be a great place to go and sit, and, you know, it's not like you have to get your permit like you have to do for like Quincy Market, right? Yeah.
Or, yeah, anywhere else, yeah.
But this way, And that's really cool because you have people walking, or even Christopher Columbus Park across the street, you know, or even at Rose Wharf. I mean, that, you know, there's enough people walking back and forth.
I understand there's different permits, like Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville, you have to get separate permits, and the T, you would have to get a separate permit. That's understanding is, yeah.
It's all quite a hassle. I usually did just take to the Boston Common when I went busking, just because, like, I think, yeah, they don't require one, or I just never been bothered for one there, so. But, yeah, so.
Right there at the Frog Pond, you know?
Yeah, right. So.
You know, because it's interesting that we have all these places, and, you know, always people going by and enjoying it, you know? And you give them something great to listen to, and they're walking away humming your music and want to come back.
I would hope so. I mean, you know, I would like to be a good, and that's what I want out of shows, is for people to come back, so.
But there's a great reason to. I mean, I know a great friend of ours, Ronnie Black Cat Duchesne, was with me when we had you on last time, and he really, really enjoyed your music. And, you know, I think it's cool when other musicians who are trying to do the same thing you are enjoy your music. And, you know, it just makes it, you know, because you can play for a big crowd and never get to know the people.
Right, right.
Which is great, but also when you get to know the person, makes it even greater.
Yeah, and yeah, I appreciate it, especially from other musicians, so it means you're doing something right, you know?
That little frill you did, that sounds really familiar. Is that like a little Hendrix thing?
Oh, this, oh.
Yeah, that sounds so familiar. Yes.
Probably, yeah. Who knows anymore? I'm just, I can't sit my fingers restfully. I have to be screwing with something.
You have restless finger syndrome.
Don't mind me.
You know, I had a interview recently with Paul Nelson, and he's the guitarist behind, or was behind, Johnny Winter. Matter of fact, today would have been Johnny Winter's birthday today.
Oh.
And if I had my system up the way I needed it to, I'd be playing a little bit of Johnny Winter, too. But, you know, in his honor, yeah, we're talking about him. So that's, you know, and he's over there and he's doing the same thing. You know, he's, you know, in Connecticut playing in the background. And it's just really cool because, you know, spontaneous music.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I sit with this guitar here in my hands, so it's kind of impossible for me to not just every now and then.
I have a question for you. Something I do, I wonder if you do it. When you're sitting watching television, do you play?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
That actually was like the best thing I did to like develop an ear for music and just in general, like learning things, like, because I used to not like to just sit around and like play my scales.
Yes, yes.
And like, so I would just like watch TV while I did it, but then like I'd realize they're like playing like, I don't know, a theme song for some TV show, and I'm like, oh, I'll play along with this.
Yeah.
So that actually helped me out in a lot of ways. It's been pretty great. So I still do it.
You can grab the key changes, really. It's like, oh, that's what the key change is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like growing up and watching cartoons, and you watch Bugs Bunny, and, you know, they're doing, you know, the William Tell Overture, and they're doing all these things, which, of course, most people had no idea as children growing up what they were listening to and developing.
Right, right.
You know. When you do watch television, what's your favorite thing to sit there and play?
It's usually anything. I mean, like, cause especially now in these days with TV, like, I'm not the biggest TV watcher anymore. I just, like, so, like last night, we were sitting there and, like, you know, watching random shows. Like, we were, like, switched between the news to the Discovery Channel to Forensic Files and I'm just like, whatever, and I just have my guitar in my lap, and I'm just like, you know, playing along with that, doing stupid improvs to it, and it's always helped out. And especially in the early years of learning to play music, it's helped me out quite a bit. So it's been still always coming back and doing that is always nice. And also, I feel like it keeps me sharp. Just being able to hear something and then like come up with something along to go with it, it's just like, you know, a good part of being a musician. So,
and this,
I try to.
A lot of great music out there to try to emulate and take beyond. You know, because you never know where it's coming from. You know, I mean, and you working on another project?
I'm currently in the midst of recording, hopefully just like a 4 or 5 song EP. I'm trying to finish it by September. I don't know if I will, but we'll see if time permits. But yeah, so far I have like 2 songs recorded. But, I'm currently working on that, just some more tunes, a few, one of the songs I played here today, Through the Air, hopefully will be one of those songs, and,
Well, we definitely want to make sure that we have you on when that comes out, so we can get it out to everybody.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and, you know, can you write just from a situation and you just sit there and write and play music?
I usually, if it's like lyrics, I can't just like sit down and be like, I'm gonna write a song today, because like I feel like if you say that and try to do that, it's like the worst thing you've ever written, and it's like I you know, like whatever mystical muse or whatever you want to call it is there, it can't be forced. It's like a thing that's just like, if you have the will and feel the fire to start writing something, especially that, and that goes for me with lyrics, like, you know, then it will happen. But, you know, as far as just the musical part, like, you know, if I play guitar enough, like I'll land on something I like eventually. So usually like lyrics always come later, but sometimes they come at the same time. That has happened at times where like I start a song and like lyrics are just there coming, but very rarely does that happen. So,
well, like let's see, been doing interviews. So, you know, what would you play that you would call the interview blues?
The interview blues. Just a quick song. All right. Well.
Ask away. You got questions I don't have answers sometimes, but I do. I got interview blues. I panic and I don't know what to do. Should come, but I just fall out my mouth. I don't know what to say, but I'm not blue about this interview. It's all right, I'll have a good time.
Between my mumbles, sorry.
No, that, and writing right on the spot.
I hope that.
Well, you never know what's going to become of that, you know? It's inspiration for others. And if you were to inspire others out there, what would you say and what would you suggest?
If you want to be inspired artistically, yeah, I guess my advice would always just be to never force it. If you want it bad enough, it will happen. Just work at the craft of whatever it is you want to do. Like for me, it is playing guitar and singing songs. So I love doing that and I like doing it. But whenever I've written a song, like I said, I've never sat down and said, I'm going to write a song. I would just always be playing guitar and come across something I like to hear, a little melody and or whatever. And then same thing with lyrics, like bits and pieces will come together and sometimes it'll all come out at the same time. But the main point being I've never forced it and was like, I'm gonna write one song today. I just wake up like any other day. And if I write a song that day, then that's great. So,
That's fantastic, Zion. And I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And, you know, like I said, anytime, just let me know. If you get new music, I want to get it out there.
Of course.
Have you come in and share with us. I mean, share with us a lot today. And it was really cool. And, Mike, welcome back.
Yes, dealing with some stuff in the background. Sorry to be a distraction.
No, you're not a distraction. He just wrote the interview blues.
There you go. Excellent.
And, but enjoy the rest of the summer. I know, you know, I put up your gigs on my What's Happening page.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
And, I know I put up a few pictures the other day for you too.
Right.
And, just keep being you, because I mean, you know, especially when somebody walks up and says, well, it's because of you being you. What's better than that?
Of course. I'll do my best.
You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. This is What's Happening. We happen every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. Follow us either on 91.5 FM or WMFO.org on the web. This is Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Zion.
And this has been one heck of a great hour of fantastic music by Zion and your latest album and where people can find you.
The album, once again, is called You're Invited. And you can find it at my website, zionrodmanmusic.com. And also sign up to my email list from the website there. Find out about upcoming shows. And such, I've been running my own series of apartment shows. To find more information about those, just sign up for my email list. And as far as the rest, find the album online, excuse me. Anywhere CDs and music are sold. So, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, it's all there. So, yeah.
Well, we thank you very much coming in today and making our Sunday very even more sunny.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me